Ladies and gentlemen, the podcast is about to begin. Please take your seats and we'll get started. Hello, fabulous people. Welcome to the podcast. I should actually say thank you for the podcast. Time is our greatest commodity, so thank you for sharing some with me. As usual, I have the exceptional and eccentric Michael with me in the studio. Hey, Mike.
Konnichiwa.
And he's going to be doing sort of a firing round of 2017 priorities for your marketing. So I'm sort of up against a wall with a blindfold on, and he's going to throw those baseballs and see if I get dunked or not, if I can answer. So,
as we are telling our deepest, darkest secrets, Camille is hydrophobic. So, that being said,
I am, actually.
In 2017, we've been like, you know, it's holiday time, everybody's either a week of rest, and now everybody's going back to work, back to school, back to business, back to the daily grind that is our daily lives. And some of the things that came up during the holiday time were like some questions of 2017. So I'm going to put Camille on the spot, because every time we have podcasts, she sounds just like when her and I and her dad go to dinner. Her father's a doctor, so he's very, you know, pristine. Like, hi, I'm Joseph. And
properly
I'm
properly enunciated.
Exactly. So I'm trying to break Camille's cherry in this podcast. So
yeah, nicely put there. Let's keep it clean, Mike.
I'm sorry. I mean, break her out of her shell. I'm sorry.
Thank you. All right.
So the first question that comes up is customer experience.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give the quick example. A customer, you know, stated, like when we were reading one of their reviews, that the product was great, but when the technician came to the home, that the technician dragged in mud and dirt from the outside. They had like these real expensive carpets, and rather than giving a 5-star review both on like Yelp and Google reviews and so forth, the company got a 1-star review. So Camille, being a marketer and knowing that customer experience is big, what was the type of, you know, advice would you give to a small business owner or anyone about how to make the best customer experience?
Okay, good one, actually. And I will catch this one. I will not be falling into the tub quite yet. User experience is absolutely critical on such a huge scale for everyone. I don't care which industry it is. Whether you are a techie who just came out with a mobile app, or you are a plumber going door to door and fixing people's water heaters in this very cold weather, user experience is everything. It's exactly what it is. But I don't know what it is that makes so many companies and businesses overlook it. But say you have a mobile app, someone using your app should be able to access whatever they want within about 2 taps or 2 clicks. It's a mobile device, so it would be taps, right?
Yes.
I think I read that recently. No more than 2 taps in order to get to what you want. So if you want to log in, if you want to check your account, if you want to play a game, whatever it is, anything more than that, the person is already frustrated and they just went to someone else's app. Another thing, and this does hit a little bit close to home, you know, I will get cheesy for a moment. It's that time of the year that I'm often thinking about all those people who are outside and don't have heat. So I am very blessed to be in a cozy little home, but the heater did break, and maintenance people came out to fix the heater, and they spent a long time on the heater, fixed it, and as much as I appreciate that they came out on a weekend pretty quickly and spent close to 2 hours fixing this heater, the part that I remember first is that they didn't clean off their feet before they came in. And so from my front door all the way to the back bedroom was literally a trail of snow chunks and wet carpet that I ended up spending the rest of the night cleaning. Now, I may observe that, yeah, they did spend a long time not giving up on figuring out what was wrong with the heater and how to fix it so that we ended up with heat. But you got to remember, guys, I'm a marketer, so I look out for these things. Your average everyday person is not going to have more than a split second of what they did right. They're going to be focusing on the fact that they soaked their carpet, didn't even think about cleaning their feet off. You know, there is a wooden deck outside the door, so there's plenty of opportunity to bang that snow off their shoes. And with two guys coming in to fix the heater, there's snow chunks everywhere. And you can already tell how I feel about that. So user experience is so critical, because it's not just whether or not people will use your app again, your company service again. It's also your reputation management, because now those people are going to go leave a review and say, well, you know, they trashed my brand new carpet. Now, I don't have brand new carpet, but I'm sure there's somebody out there who does. I know that plumbing companies and appliance repair companies, you know, these are critical services to homeowners, and they rely almost entirely on their online reviews and reputation management. And something as simple as putting those little blue shoe covers on over your shoes before stepping onto someone's carpet and making sure you don't get it dirty. I've actually seen customers who remember that for over a year after a service call, but they don't remember anything about the appliance that was fixed. So user experience is critical. Do not overlook that, no matter what you offer.
Good. Good answer, Camille. I appreciate that. Another question that came up is Facebook. Especially during the holidays, the one place that people that go to vent about their frustrations about a product or service is Facebook. What is some of the steps that you would tell a business owner to have? You know, the last thing you want is like a bad review on your front page of your Facebook business page. What would you tell a business owner? How to, you know, what steps would you tell them? Would you advise them to have a separate tab to have questions to be posted on? Would you have a live chat person at all times answering questions in real time? What is your best approach that's most cost effective to the business owner, but is most effective to both the customer and the business?
Okay, curveball that, because that sort of covers user experience, Facebook practice, and customer service. But I have an answer if you, okay. You know.
Well, I mean, I can give you an example. Like,
okay, give me an example.
You know, for holiday time, I got a blanket. It was a beautiful blanket that you add photos to. However, the user...
It prints the photos.
Yes, okay. It prints the photos. So the user interface on their website was, horrifying. It was horrible. It was like very dated, very, you know, bland. And because it was the holiday time, week of rest, there was no one available. So the only place that I could find this business was on Facebook. And I had to both post a message on their Facebook wall and send them a private message. But from my understanding, wouldn't that be damaging to the business?
It would be extremely damaging. Hmm. It touches even more now, but, you know, also social listening. First of all, hopefully you already see the customer, the user experience aspect of this situation here. He had a horrible experience. And if holiday, like most businesses, is one of your busiest times, then you should be planning ahead for this and being sufficiently staffed or available in order to take care of this stuff. Because it's going to happen, and people are going to be more irate around the holidays than any other time if you fail to give them an excellent experience. So, number one, their customer service should have been ready for that, definitely. obviously, it would be great if they could upgrade their website system. What did you do? Upload photos and they...
Mm-hmm. I uploaded about a good 10 photos, but the system kept on resetting itself, timing out. A process that normally would take 15 minutes to do took over 3 hours.
That's crazy.
Yes.
I hope that's a nice blanket.
Oh, yes.
Okay. But it shouldn't have, you know, it cost you 3 hours, and that's a cost, truly. The other thing is, with Facebook, you have to be constantly, you better have notifications on your phone. If you're a small business owner, even a large, you know, part of a large corporation, there's one client for whom I do nonstop monitoring, engagement, and social listening for, because it is that critical to have such a good, I guess, level of reputation management. So if you're a small business and this is Facebook, make sure that you have notifications set up on your phone so that literally the minute someone leaves a negative comment on your Facebook page, your phone goes off, and you better take 5 minutes aside and assure that person that you will attend to it personally and take that time aside, because it's not just about that one customer. It's about everyone who goes to your Facebook page, forms an impression of your brand or your service, and sees how did you handle customer service experiences. Did you leave this guy hanging for days or weeks on end, or did you get back to him within 10 minutes and let him know, we're sorry that you're having a problem, you know, we'll at least be in touch. And if, again, if you're talking about Facebook, for pages, you know, for Facebook pages for business, messaging, you can now set up auto replies. So at the very least, you can tell your customer, you know, we're sorry to not personally attend to your message right away, but we have received your message. Thank you for sending it. We are, you know, we are attending to it as soon as possible. And that makes the person at least calm down for a while and know that you will get in touch with them. One added point to that, you better follow up and keep your word on whatever that autoresponder says or whatever you say personally. If you say you're going to follow up, show that you do follow up, because again, every other prospective customer is going to see that on your Facebook page, and they'll see, you know, that's part of your value proposition, is how well you take care of your customers. So, that answer your question?
It did. And final question, and this is kind of a controversial one based on our listening base because of how it is. Now, with the slow time between, you know, after holiday shopping from January till March before spring starts, is it advisable to have... Well, the question is email marketing dead? And if you had to choose for a client to market during the slow months, would you choose A, email marketing, or B, social media marketing, and why? I told you it was a good curveball.
I would actually vary that. I know that most marketers say that the money is in the email list, but that's not always true, because especially around holiday times, people are spending a lot more time on social media and a lot less time with email. So that's where you want to catch people. Think, you know, if you think about the brain behind it, people are on Facebook probably because they're sharing pictures of their kids and they're looking at pictures of people's living rooms and holiday cakes and, you know, all that stuff that people do at the holidays. So their brains are already primed for images. So using Facebook ads with good images is a really smart move during the holidays. I can tell you personally that over this past holiday season, I got a ton of emails with offers and whatnot, and most of them I ignored or deleted completely. But if I was online and I saw something image-based in an ad, I would get, sort of taken by that, distracted for a moment in a heartbeat. So I would say around the holidays, you want to, at any time of the year, you need to be where the people are. Know thy customer, which is a huge thing for me about, targeting, knowing your buyer persona, your customer profile, knowing your own brand, and knowing where are they at different times of the day, different times of the week, different times of the year. So around holidays, I would probably go heavy on social media. And for the rest, for the quote unquote normal times throughout the year, I would probably go with email marketing, but it is so not dead. I think for a while there, people really gave the misconception in the marketing world that it was dead. It's not dead. What determines whether or not it's dead is the value that you deliver. Don't just send me an email and remind me that your restaurant is there. Give me an incentive to order from you today. Don't just email me and tell me that, you provide a certain service. Let me know that if I take care of a certain problem within a week, you'll give me 10% off. Maybe that heater that I was, procrastinating on, I'll go ahead and get it fixed because you're now offering me 10% off. If even if it's informational or an article that's going to make someone's day better because there was information in there that they could really use, it's about the value you put in the email. And if you're not going to put value, and I'll tell you something honestly, the reason that I don't do more email marketing now, which, yeah, sure, as a marketer, I should, but I'm not going to spam people or anybody. Unless I have the time to write an email that is really, really worth your time. So you won't get an email from me otherwise. So that's my spiel on email marketing right now.
Good. These questions came over the holiday, people asking, and since I'm the only guy unpaid here that answers all the emails.
Intern.
Yet I know I feel like one. So, so I had to make sure that we kind of got these voiced out. We are going to do something new for 2017 with Camille every day, both via LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter. We're going to have you guys send in your questions, comments, anything. If you don't know how to market a gerbil that's been near Richard Gere for a while, or
Oh my gosh.
it's 2017, or you just have a question about, hey, now that the scope of my local area is changing from email to, Facebook or vice versa, we're going to have you use the hashtag Ask Camille.
Actually, I'm gonna take a second and encourage people because
about the gerbil?
no, about questions, Michael. Questions.
Okay, just making sure we're on the
Marketing.
same page.
Success in business. Anyway, definitely because I have been noticing, and this is going to be our topic for the next podcast, so definitely one to tune in for. I've been noticing since the turn of the holidays, like Michael said, from the ending of the week of rest, as they call it, to getting back to work, I've noticed a lot of really common problems, just complete elephants in the room, that a lot of people in different industries are having the same problems with. So I'm going to address those on the next podcast because I really think it's time to speak out about it. I see Facebook comments and questions about it, and instead of, one to one, I think it's time to just you know, really put that elephant out there and address it.
I totally agree. So with that ado, I think this brings the podcast to a close.
Okay. Well, thank you everybody again for your time. Always reach out with questions. I'm very easy to find.
Mm-hmm. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, website. And again, you know, the easiest way for Camille to get back to you is to post on these social media sites and hashtag Ask Camille.
Yep. So thank you, everybody. And wherever you are, I do hope you're warm. And I hope that you're safe. And if you're traveling, I hope you get home safely. Take care.
Take care, everyone.